Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Babu Sidq, the chapter on truthfulness. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال تعالى والصادقين والصادقات وقال تعالى فلو صدقوا الله لكان خيرا لهم. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, after mentioning the chapter on sabr, patience, he now brings a very important chapter on truthfulness, Sidq. Sidq means to be true. He has brought three verses from the Holy Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about truthfulness, and those people who are true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are always speaking the truth, they are not lying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning the incident of the three Sahaba who did not participate in Tabuk, and we did the whole hadith in Babu Tawbah, in the chapter of Tawbah, where they came forward and they spoke the truth to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They did not lie, they did not have any legitimate excuse for remaining behind and not participating in the expedition of Tabuk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O believers, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be with those who are truthful. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned another verse. Allah praises the believing men, the believing women. Allah mentions their qualities, their good qualities. So truthfulness applies to both males and females. We all the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah wants us to be loyal to Him. Allah wants us to be truthful to Him. What is truthfulness? Ulama explain that your internal must conform with your external. One is the actions a person portrays. A person says things, but he is not genuine inside. This was this type of quality where the person speaks something and he has some other belief inside, contrary to what he is saying, was a sign of a munafiqeen, of the hypocrites. They were not true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were not true to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Rasulullah gave an instruction, if it did not appease them, then they would go against the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah praises the believers, and Allah gives one of the qualities of the believing men and the believing women, وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ, the truthful men and the truthful women. In the third verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if only they were true to Allah, that would have been better for them, in Surah Muhammad. If the non-believers were true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that would have been better for them. وأما الأحاديث فالأول عن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الصدق يهدي إلى البر وإن البر يهدي إلى الجنة وإن الرجل ليصدق حتى يكتب عند الله صديقا. Truthfulness, honesty. So here again, being loyal to Allah رب العزة, we are practicing and whatever we believe is exactly in accordance with our actions. We are true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not lying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are loyal. We are genuine. We are truthful. So this truthfulness to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And also when you speak truth to the makhluq, to the creation, sidq, it guides a person towards good deeds. So when a person speaks good, then automatically it will result in him doing good deeds. And وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ, good deeds will lead a person towards Jannah. So sidq, honesty, will help you, it will pave the way for you towards good deeds, righteous deeds. And once a person does righteous deeds, it will lead into Jannah. And a person will continually speak the truth. لا يصدق, he'll speak the truth always until he is recorded in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a siddiq. Siddiq is one who speaks truthful, who is truthful always. He speaks the truth always. This is a special quality of those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ. Like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he was genuine to Allah Rabbul Izzat. He was true to Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The moment Rasulullah returned from Mi'raj and the people began to laugh at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then how could he possibly go to Baytul Maqdis in just a matter of few, in one night, just go to Palestine and come back? The kuffar rejected this, and they felt that this would be a good cause now for explaining to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that he always sees and he believes whatever his friend Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. This will make him understand and convince him that now that Muhammad ﷺ is a liar, ma'adallah. The moment they tell Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala that your friend says he went to Baytul Maqdis last night and he returned, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu immediately accepted it. He believed it without any taradud, without any hesitation whatsoever. So a person is then recorded as Siddiq, one who speaks the truth always in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the converse, وَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ. When a person speaks lies, then lies will lead him to many more sins. A person speaks one lie, and then he has to speak another 10 lies to come out of that one lie. And he may twist his statements, and he may change the things that he's saying. And وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ. When a person speaks, when a person does evil actions, fujur, then it will lead him to Jahannam. So a person speaks lies, it will cause him to do many more sins, and sins will lead a person to Jahannam. وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَكْذِبُ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. When a person speaks lies, and he continuously speaks lies, then in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is recorded as a great liar. May Allah protect us from speaking lies. May Allah make us in His sight those who are siddiqeen. We have to be true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whatever we do. One is our action that we portray in front of the people, but we have to be genuine in our heart. Allah knows the secrets of our hearts, and therefore we have to be loyal and true to Allah Rabbul Izzat, true to our deen in Islam, and true to our fellow men also. When we are dealing in transactions or whatever it is, in our social dealings, we have to be true to the people, then we are regarded as Siddiq. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.